This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. This is day four of President Bush's European tour. He is in Germany for talks with German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder on a number of issues, chief among them Iran's nuclear program. Yesterday, the president noted concerns that the United States might be planning military action against Iran.
This notion that the United States is getting ready to attack Iran is simply ridiculous. Having said that, all options are on the table.
Today, the president elaborated on that comment at a news conference in Germany.
You know, yesterday I was asked about the U.S. position. I said, all options are on the table. That's part of our position. But I also reminded people that diplomacy is just beginning. Iran is not Iraq.
NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne is traveling with the president. He joins me now from the city of Mainz. Don, the president seems to be sending mixed signals on Iran.
Well, let's call today's statement, that's the second one you just played, an attempt at clarification, even a do-over. Last night's line was very bluntly spoken, and it caused a lot of Europeans, I should add skeptical Europeans, who are sizing up the president at the start of the second term to say, gee, that doesn't sound at all that different from the kind of language he used 2 years ago, prior to the invasion of Iraq. So there were questions, especially given that the point of this trip is to mend fences and to really talk about cooperation with Europe.
And what did the president have to say about Europe's diplomatic talks with Iran?
He said he supports those talks. He encouraged Germany, France, and Britain to continue the effort, though there has been a sense that the U.S. would like to take a harder line and is not as ready as the Europeans to offer incentives, more trade, things like that, to get Iran to comply. But the basic point the president made repeatedly is that Iran will not be allowed to have nuclear weapons, and he said he hopes European diplomacy can achieve that end, and Gerhard Schroeder certainly agreed with that.
Another prickly issue is the European Union's plan to lift the arms embargo against China, and that's been in place since 1989.
For all of the talk about cooperation on this trip, this is an area where there's a big disagreement. The EU is ready to lift that embargo. It's been in place since Tiananmen Square. They see it as part of improving relations with China. The president has talked about this issue on this trip. He made it clear he's opposed to it. White House officials say that the reasons the embargo was put in place still exist. And the president said yesterday he's concerned that a transfer of weapons would be a transfer of technology to China, which he says would change the balance of relations between China and Taiwan, which the White House would see as being very serious.
And Germany, of course, strongly opposed the U.S. invasion of Iraq. Over the last 2 years, its position on Iraq hasn't changed a whole lot, has it?
No, it has not. Publicly, there is talk from Schroeder, and we heard it again here in Mainz today, echoing other members of the European Union, that the disputes over Iraq are in the past, that the goal now is to figure out how to work together to ensure a successful Iraqi democracy. Germany has been involved in the training of Iraqi military personnel, but they also have been adamant to send no German troops to Iraq. All of that training they're involved in is happening elsewhere.
And Don, what has been the reaction on the ground there to the president's tour?
Well, polls here in Germany show the president is still very unpopular, and there are concerns about what his policies will mean for Europe in a second term. There are also protests underway. As many as 6,000 demonstrators were expected while the president is here for this nearly 10-hour-long visit. He won't see any of the protests. He is in a very secure bubble, really. But as we drove in, Mainz was really a ghost town. There are police, many of them, on every corner.
NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne with the president in Germany.